Stuffing to do. Gemara Shaila on Chanukah. My Chanukah, and the Gemara says, brings down the Braisa about the Tanur Rabbanan, Chafei Kislev, and so on. What was the Gemara Shaila? I mean, would the Gemara mean to ask where, what the Nes was? It's hard to be Oymed. Rashi says the Shaila is which Nes was Kavua for this. But Lechura, the Gemara is asking, that's a Lashon of Chanukah. Now, Chanukah means to be Mechanech, the Beis HaMikdash. And the Shaila is, I mean, why is it called Chanukah? I mean, there's a kviyas of a yontiv on a nes, there's a kviyas of a zman on a nes, and that's Chanukah. But why is it called Chanukah of you're talking about the nes of the shemen, so it's a nes. You're talking about Chanukah Samishkan, it's talking about Chanukah Samishkan. Then it says it's a Pesach for understanding Bechlau. The whole Indian the Indian of being Mechanech HaMokim is, you have the Chanukah HaMizbeach in the Mishkan. That was a Chanukah. You have the Yom HaShmini of being Mechanech Kohanim. That was there's a halacha by a Kohen that he needs Chinuch, except Avedosim Mechanech Chosron. There's always Kalim need Chinuch. I mean, everything needs Chinuch. And the Shaila is, what does it mean? We think of it as a ceremony, it's a dedication ceremony. But it's a din that everything needs, anything new in the Mishkan itself needed chinuch, and a lot of the things, the chinuch was through Meshicha. So what's the union of chinuch as such? Mura, it's interesting. The musik of chinuch, we know it's a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah rabbanon. I mean, most mitzvahs that are on Ketanim L'moshel, we say it's Mechinuch, it's a Shailuf, it's a Dinah the Kopn, it's a Dinah the Gadol, but upon him there's a framework called Chinuch for all those mitzvahs. L'chura, that mitzvah belongs to Vishinantam. Vishinantam Levanecha, the Ikechi of Talmud Torah is to teach a child. That's Vishinantam Levanecha, that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So everything that you teach a child to do right is a mitzvah of Chinuch. That's Chinuch Midereise, that's the Chi of the Reise. The Rabbanan made it more that you should practice it also. So what's the nekud of the chinuch that the rabbanu mechayev more than the reise? The reise, the person is mechayev to teach us how this right thing to do. He's supposed to do it this way, and just like a masechta requires teaching exactly how to the pratim. So it's also what's the sheirish the mitzvah chinuch rabbanu. There's also the Gemara going to a different Nekuda. The Gemara asks, how do you make the Brachma Shekshon and Tzvayis of Tzivonu on Ner Chanukah? It's a Rabbanim. So the Gemara answers also Yisosim. So in the Gemara, the Seder is not so shver, because Lamais, the Gemara is dealing with it's the first time Be'etzim in Shas that a Rabbanim came up. And on that, the Gemara is, what's Hashem Kishon says of Tzivonim? So the Seder Mitzah, the Gemara is not a Shver, say the white Chanukah. And it's not a Mikra, but Pachalai Fitin, it's Mesudah and Pshat. The Rambam is very not Mesudah. The Rambam has, before he gets to Mitzvah Chanukah, he has Erevin, which is a Brocha on the Rabbanan. He has Megillah, which is a Brocha on the Rabbanan. Both of these were metukin way before Ner Chanukah. Erevin was Shleim HaMelech Satakona. Megillah was B'mei Esther Mordechai. Chanukah is third, both chronologically, and in Seder Rambam. And the Rambam waits around to ask the Kasha by Ner Chanukah. Good, so we'll assume that he'd be B'cholif, he was Nokat Lishna the Gemara. But it's strange. And the Rambam makes a point of referring back. Rambam says, even though we make a bracha over here, Shekit Shanu, how do you do it? So he says it goes back on, just like we make a bracha on Erevin and Megillah, you can make a bracha here also. So you see the Rambam waited to ask it in Chanukah. What's more interesting is that the Rambam doesn't ask it on Neres Chanukah either. The Rambam asks it on Halal of Chanukah. It's strange. Ner Chanukah is mamish a chiddush rabbanon. It has no sheirish l'raisa, and in that the Rambam has no problem. Halal, which Be'etzim has a Sheirish, I mean, even though it's Rabbanim, but has a Sheirish Me'ikar Adin for other Yom Tovim. On there, yes, on Chanukah, how do you make the bracha? On the Halal of Chanukah, how do you make the bracha? It's strange. I mean, it obviously they have a different gears in the Gemara. I mean, he takes it from our Gemara. And he has it on Halal rather than an Etzim Ner Chanukah. So let's be misbrained a little bit. On the Inyan of Chinuch is really where I want to be aiming on. The Rashi says, when he's mefarish the word chinuch, he says tchilas knisa l'avoida, the beginning of being marked as something t'avoida is called chinuch. I mean, lafuki what? I mean, what's the obviously Rashi is lafuki. We think chinuch in terms of training, in terms of teaching someone how to do something. Rashi is marked in Chumash chinuch as Loshon Kolosh chinuch. He says is tchilas knisa l'avoida. When you start doing the avoida, that's chinuch. The mahus of chinuch is there is no inyan in avodas hakodesh. There's no inyan in kodesh that starts minutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't have something that the Yeravim ben Nevat Lamashal, when he made a yontiv, it was called Choga Shaboda Milibay. It was a yontiv that he invented. He invented it. By definition, if something is not coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's not attached to him. You can't have a mitzias. You can't be miskarev HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a rope that doesn't reach him. If what you're trying to do is you're trying to grab a handle on a hemshech from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it gave throughout different ropes with a handle to grab onto, and the fazeich would grab onto it. But if you don't have that handle, if you can't grab onto it, so if the fact you'll start a new piece of rope that starts from halfway between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's worthless, because who are you holding on to? What are you holding on to? The metzias of any avoda, anything that has shaykhis with lamala, can't start from here and now. It bal korcho has to come from someplace else. So, l'moshel, when a father is mechanech a child, so it's not, we're not talking about teaching a child what to do. It's obviously this part of chinuch, but it's more than that. When the father teaches a child what to do, so he's being mamshich, the father's maisim. When a child decides on his own to do something, so it's his own maisa. It started with him. When a father is machnis, every tchilas knisa, lavoida, is be'etzem a mokoim of a new start, of a nituk, and that can't be. When someone else who's there already takes you and is machnis you lavoida, so you become a hemshech tavoida, not a scholot tavoida. That's the sheirish of chinuch. That's why the lashon chinuch is milashon chein, chinam. The same, all those words milashon chinam. Chein is milashon chinam, because chinuch is the yesh me'ayin ki'ilu. Where are you coming from? I mean, good morning. So all of a sudden you're doing mitzvahs and zachen. The teretz is, no, it's a hemshech. Altitosh teretz simecha. It's a hemshech. You're not starting teretz mitzvahs. You're being mekayim altitosh teretz simecha. That's the mitzvahs of chinuch. So the mitzvahs of chinuch is where everything that is shayach tavoida comes from a place before. It starts, it's linked to something, that's linked to something, that's linked to something, that comes from the Sheirish Ashrashim. That's the Metzias of Chinuch as Avodah. So Lamosha, when you had the Mishkan, the Mishkan doesn't just, you don't build a Mishkan from scratch and that's it. The Chinuch, the Meshicha with the is Ke'ilu brings down Shechina Melamala, it's Mechaberit to a Hemshech from before. That's the Metzias of Chinuch. The oifen of chinuch was usually with shemen, and you see that it's like that. It says the Moshe by melachim. Melachim needed meshicha only. The first melech needed meshicha, and then any melech that would come after him, a child and a child of a child and a child of a child, does not need Mashiach. Because anything that has no hefsik is doesn't need Mashiach. Because the Mashiach means it's like threading the needle. It's bringing in the nekuda of Malchus and the Klal Yisrael. That has to come milamalam. And that's the Shemen is ke'ilu a maisa of being mamshichet from someplace else. The Teva of Shemen is that it's nimshach, murachof, not with a ches. It Shemen smears, Shemen spreads, it's oil. So b'meila, the maisa with Shemen is a maisa that Moshe Rabbeinu is moshech you with Shemen Kodesh, and the pshat is his mamshech tush on you. That's the metzias. The targum for Meshicha or Ches is Negido, which means to flow. So in Malchus Lamashal, the halacha is you'd need Meshicha only if there was a hefsik beforehand. If there was no hefsik, you don't need, because the only reason you need it is because it's something new. The Gemara says wherever there was an Irur on Malchus Lamashal, if there was fighting, the Moshal Shleim and David, why was Shleim and Nimshach? So Gemara says, because there was an era on the Malchus, so Bemela, you needed a new Mashiach. That's the, so Mashiach, and which is the Chinuch of Kalim and Chinuch of Malachim, is there only when you need to start something from, that didn't, in order that it not be considered from scratch, you did Mashiach. That's the Metzias of Shemin, as a Moshech. In the Bria, in Chelke Abria, there's another Inyan where there is Ki'ilu, something that is not, that it's different than other Nevroim. The first Bria, Brejus Berlokim is Hashmayim is Oretz, Oretz is Soyev Avoyev, Choshech Abnei Tehoim. So it says, Vayim Elokim Yihi Oyer. That was the first Bria, that was the first Nekud of Yesh Me'ayin in the world. The Gemara asks, Oyra Meheche Nivra. From where was the Or Nivra? What do you mean, from where was the Or Nivra? I mean, Akash Baruch created everything. I mean, that's the Emuna in Parshis, that's the Emuna in Parshis, that Akash Baruch created everything, Yesh Me'ayin. What does it mean, from where was it taken? The Teretz says, it's not true that it's Yesh Me'ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kula Yesh, and the Musik Ayin never was Shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there was a curtain of Choshech. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid himself. We spoke about this last year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu veiled himself with Choshech, and there's a curtain of Choshech between him and the Bria. The Breishis doesn't start Lamata. The Oyer has to come from somewhere before. So and so Chazal say the Oyer comes from the Hoyd Mata Levush of HaKadosh Baruch, whatever that is. But the Pshat is once the Bria itself, it can't be Yesh Me'ayin, because there's no such thing that the Bria does exist without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bria itself looks like it's self-contained. But the first flame had to be taken from somewhere else. The first oyer, which is the sheirish of Bria, has to come from someplace else. So we have a second element that carries in itself the same characteristic, and that's oyra. In oyer, you find that oyer is the first nekud of yesh in the Bria. It's the aschala of the Bria. It's the sheirish of the Bria. And yet, it comes from someplace that's beyond the Bria. It's also a hemshech of that oyer. The first oyer, the first eish, you find Adam Arishan needed eish, so it was the first thing in the Bria that was yesh miyesh. It's very interesting. The first yesh me'ayin is oyer, and Chazal say that it's really from there. And then Matzah Shabbos, when Adam Arishan needed oyer, so it says he took two avonim and shivshon zeh bezeh, and he got that oyer. So the first yesh miyesh in the Bria is oyer that we know of, and the first and the oyer itself, which is the sheirish of Bria, is be'etzim also yesh miyesh, but of a different type of yesh miyesh. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Rashi brings on the Chazal that when he made the Nevi'im, the Ayin Zkenim, and he made them into Nevi'im. So the Loshon it says is Ba'oisa Shor Nasa Moshe Rabbeinu Kavuka. I think is the Loshon either Kener or Kavuka, that is Oymeru Madlik, and his Ur doesn't become diminished. In other words, if his Ur would become diminished, then the Pshat is that his oil is a finite oil and he's just splitting it into pieces. But if something is a tzinor, if something is a pipeline, so as many people as put a cup of water under it, it fills it up. When somebody has a bowl of water, a pool of water, so whatever he dishes out, is it takes away that amount from the pool. But where something is a hakol, a pipe, to something else, so then, as much as you take away, you're dealing with the pipe. So whatever you take goes. The lashon that Chazal used, the description of that matziv, is a description of avuka or ner, because in ur you have ur is also meshicha. When you madlik from a ner to a ner to a ner to a ner, it's all one hemshich. On Motzi and Kippur, we need Ner Sheshavas. As many times as you take from a Ner to a Ner, it's all dead Oyer. Because the Metzias of being Nimshach is in Oyer as well. Sai Shem and Sai Oyer, both of them are also have a common Shayesh, both of them are Shayach to each other. Both of those in Yonim have in themselves the Inyan of Meshicha, where it's taking from somewhere else and not starting from nowhere. Those are the two in Yonim Debriya. The Metzias, what happened, what the Gemara says is my Hanukkah. The first time there was a hefsik in Klal Yisrael was with Yavon. Until that time, Klal Yisrael from Yetzias Mitzrayim until that period, Klal Yisrael had gone on. They did Averis. They were better, worse, but the musig of a hefsik didn't exist. Yovan was mevatel biyodayim, the avoida, and it brought about a hefsik of avoida in Klal Yisrael. That's one in area. A second area, with the end of Bayis Rishon, Chazoin and Nevuah finished in Klal Yisrael. And no more would there be a Messiah of Nevuah and Klal Yisrael. The Giluyim v'Akadosh Baruch Hu finished. So that's Torah Shev Iksav. Torah Shev Iksav came to an end. The Gemara says, I mentioned yesterday, the Gemara says in Megillah, Lamatzeich al Yelos HaShachar, why is Esther called a Yelos HaShachar? Because it's the last nes. In fact, the Gemara, the last nes, V'ha'ikah Chanukah. So the Gemara says, the last nes that's nitinli kosef. So, I mean, why is that significant? I mean, everything has its own mile. What do you mean the last nes that's nitinli kosev? And it's interesting. Nisim that's nitinli kosev, we have a whole bunch of them. We have Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkis and all the Nisim in Tanakh and until Purim. And then past that, we have one nes Chanukah. I mean, it's Kilu, the Gemara is saying it's the last Nes that didn't Kosev. Kilu, there's 50 Nisim that didn't Kosev, 50 Nisim that are not didn't Kosev. And this marks a boundary. It's a very weird arrangement. There's so many Nisim that's didn't Kosev, and one Nes that's not didn't Kosev. Why one? The Teretz is the Metzias of Klal Yisrael existed until that Tkufa, as a direct hemshich from before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him as an Am, HaYim as an Yisim La'am, and that was Nimshach with one hemshich until this Tkufa. This was the first Tkufa that was hefsik in Klal Yisrael. Finished. There was no Avoida. The Beis HaMikdash was there. It wasn't like the Beis HaMikdash's Chorav. Beis HaMikdash is there, and Avoida became bottle. There was no Shemen, there was nothing. It was the first time that an old Beis HaMikdash needed chinuch because it had stopped. And you can't have it. How do you have chinuch if everything is new? If everything is cut off, And there's nothing left of the old one, so where are you coming from? So the Gemara says, my Chanukah, that the Pshat is, why, it says the Gemara, the Shtel of the Gemara is, which Knetch and Chanukah, where in Chanukah do you have a Metzias of Chinuch? Where do you have a Hemshech of a previous Ha'ara? It shouldn't be called Chanukah, it should be called Neis HaNivanim, Echveis Neis HaChashmonoim, Neis HaMakavim. I mean, that's the Neis that we're talking about. The Teretz is, the Shaila is, where was this Chanukah over here? And on that, the Chazal point to this Nekuda that they were able to find a shemen of before. I mean, they could have waited 2 weeks, and they hadn't been makir korbanos for a long time. So they wait another 2 weeks and have shmonim. What's the gedula? I mean, if they waited so many years when there's no avodah, they'll wait another one. The teretz is, but the problem was if they had to start anew, then it's not there. The teretz is. The Chanukah was that they were able to find a geniza of the old oil, a geniza of the old shemen, and make use of it and start a new shemen. And then it was nimshach taka. The whole tsura of the nes wasn't just that it should last. It meant that they were being that old ner was nimshach until the new ner. I mean, this is the Seid in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Uba Hashemesh, v'zorach Hashemesh, uba Hashemesh." That actually, mace this the new one is born. It means because the ha'ara of Chochmah and Klai Yisrael has to be with a hemshich, and b'meila, if the Chochmah would die and there would be a hefsik, then it's a new Chochmah and it's not a hemshich, and that can't be. That's not the tzur of Chochmah Klai Yisrael. The tremendous side of Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebiksav, the relationship of Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebiksav is the relationship of the direct Hemshech to the Gneza that's in the old one. When you have a Torah, so and each Navi adds Torah, so fine, that's a Hemshech. There was a Chesima on Torah. Megillas Esther was the Chesima on Torah, and with that it would finish. Torah Shebal Peh, the Chiddush of Torah Shebal Peh is that if you mefalpel in Torah Shebiksav, then you get Torah Shebal Peh, then you get a Torah, you can be mamshech a new Torah. In the old Torah, there's a hemshech to new Torah. The first shaila in Torah Shebal Peh is Tana Hechakoi. This says, a lot of times, I mean, you find the Lashon Ketzad, or Me'emasai, or all these Lashonis of Kashis, I mean, on the Mishnayos L'Roiv, Ketzad this, Ketzad that, but you don't find the Gemara Shleis the Shaila that way. The Shaila is a Kololistic Shaila on all of Torah Shebal Peh. Tana Eichen Koi means Torah Shebal Peh has to have the Nekuda where it links with Torah Shebiksav. Where are you coming from? Where is in the Sheirish that this is Nimshach from? And on that, the Gemara had to say Tana Kro Koi. It's the Gestell of the entire Torah Shebal Peh. Where is the Hemshach of that? That's why you need only one Neis in the Tkufa of Leinitin Likosev. Because in Torah Shebiksav you only have what you're given, and therefore if a person is given 24 Sfarim, he has 24 Sfarim. That's all he has. In the Nisim, whatever Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, that's all we have. Once you megala that it's shayach to find in the old Nisim. It's shaykh to be mamshich from the ksav to the Baal Peh. That it's shaykh to go from what was to what will be, then one is enough. You don't need more than one. I want to, again, tell it to a little bit to Lemaisa. It says, Chanoi chanao pidarkoi, gam ki yaskin la yasa mimenu. So, the Baal Tanya asked it as a kasha. It's mashma kilu chanecha na pidakoi. Teach a child, you know, pidakoi, his yicholos and so on. And when he gets old, he's also not going to, he's going to live with the same seichel and the same teaching that you taught him when he was a cotton. It's schwer because, I mean, you want a person to mature, you want a person to grow, you want a person to understand better. If you tell a person that if you have a good Rebbe in eighth grade, you'll always remember the Gemara the way he taught it to you. It's not what you want. You want a person to grow. You want a person to understand it the way a Bardas understands it. The Teretz is he's speaking, there's a different Nekuda. A person, Lamashal, that has no Girsa de Yankasa. A person that has nothing that he can relate to in his background. So he has to start wherever he has to start. There, and that has its milas, Makom Shebaal Teshuva Imdim, and so on. That's its milas. But it has its chesroinus because it's an akuda that starts from nowhere. It starts from the middle of the person. Lechura. In other words, that's what we see. When a person has an akuda, even if he broke from it, a person had a gezer yankasa of Torah, of Kedusha, of Tyre, and so on, even if a person broke from it, and he's not there anymore, but if he comes round again, then the pshat is he's not starting from limbo. He's touching base again with those shroshim that he had when he was small. If whatever a person puts into a person when he's a nar in his metzias, so gam ki yas yasimani means that even if he goes away, but he comes back to that nekuda. The metzias in Klal Yisrael, it happened in Chanukah. Every person goes through tkufis. When a tkufa of reishis, whatever the reishis for every person was, even if it's the yehima of bria, but there's a reishis in every person, and then there's hefsik. Somewhere along the line, there's a mat of choshech, there's a choshech al pnei tohoim, and it's machshech on the person. It could be the meinurim by the person. It could be different kufis. There's always a tkufa hefsik, and if that was the only metzias, then a person at 70 might not be better than a person at 20. I mean, it's true that he put in a lot of aveda, but then it all fell apart. It fell apart, and it went down the drain, and there's nothing left. So what's he better at 70? Except he's more discouraged. He tried another 3 times, another 10 times, didn't go. I mean, the metzias is that things get cut off, that every so often something happens, and the hemshach gets lost. The one makom, the makom where in Klal Yisrael, there's a metzias that you can tap into what was before, lies in the gniz of Chanukah. Says it the metzias that you can find something buried before the Churban, you can find something a nekuda, a ha'ara from before. That's the metzias of Chanukah. And it was Dafka, they shave it Levi. It's interesting, the Rambam, if you tell it side by side, the Rambam, here we make a dog at Gosha, that's what they call Necha Kedoshim. The Rambam of Avodah Zarah, when he goes through the union of Avodah Zarah and Klal Yisrael, he says that when after Yaakov Avinu went to Mitzrayim and he died, and the Shvatim died, Klal Yisrael sank into Avodah Zarah. Ukimat kot, he says, Haya Nishkach, this Yisoid of Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except Shevet Levi was always around that retained the Zecher of Yaakov Avinu's teachings. Because in Mipchinas, the Nefesh and Klal Yisrael, Shevet Levi is like the pilot light. They're the Nekuda that stays from where you can redraw again. But as far as Koiches Nefesh of a person goes, a person has to understand that if he makes an effort, it's not the pshat he'll start now. So at some point you get discouraged. I started at 15, I started at 20, I started at 25, I'm going to start at 45. So ich mein, so what's the use of it? I never have more than a tkufa, whether it's years, days, weeks. So what's the use of doing it again? Teretz is, if Chanoi Chanao Pidarkoi, whatever a person puts in mitzad chinuch, whatever a person puts in that becomes a sheirish in nefesh, so gam ki yaskin leyosim imenu. He can, there's a mitzias that a person can find the chelek that was nignas and re-hook to it again. That's why the Rambam picks Hallel, Faket, and he picks Chanukah to this, he picks Chanukah to discuss the area of Divrei Seferim as opposed to the other Inyanim, because the Mokoim where you discover that Divrei Seferim is a Tziva Deiraisa is in Chanukah. Mitzad the Shakti Vatayin Alocha, it could have been the other two. That's not the problem. But the Mokoim of where you rediscover that where Ashekitshonu b'mitzvoisav, that what the Rabbanan said today is Ashekitshonu b'mitzvoisav itzivonu anakarish baruch hu, the right place to learn up that sugya is a Chanukah. That's where the Gemara learns it up, and even though in Seder Rambam it would be more mistava to put it before, but mitzad the sherishi in this the right place. It could be, that's why the Rambam picked Hallel rather than Neres Chanukah, because if I cared, he was looking for a mitzvah that has a sheirish before, even though Hallel Betzim is a Rabbanan, but there's a Hallel that's kosher to the Reise, and the same mitzvah is Nimshach to the Rabbanan. You see this Nekuda, Avar the Hallel on Chanukah is called Kulad Rabbanan. But once you're saying Hallel, it becomes the same Hallel as the Hallel that you say on the Reises. The Balapiyut, it's interesting how in the Loshna Piyutim, you find the remez for it. He finishes the Mor Sur as Egmor B'Shir Mizmor Chanukas HaMizbeach. He's looking forward to Binyan Beis HaMikdash Lasilovay. Chinuch is never a haschola. It's always a gmar. If chinuch is done right, then the pshat is the person didn't start something new. The person finished off something. The gilui in Chanukah was that it's possible to relink to what was, even though there was a hefsik. If you dig deep enough, you're going to find what was. And b'meila, what you're looking now is to make, you don't need to make aschola, but rather it's a gemar, and the lasid lova, it's not going to be like, we think of it, Mashiach is just going to wipe all our stupid efforts clean, and, you know, it's going to be a whole new world. It's not going to be a whole new world. Whatever person was mesiageya, whatever person sunk effort into, and worked hard, and pushed, and stood up to hardships, and to rifyon, and a person worked, so, Mashiach is there to be goyma the Chanukah Mizbeach, but when there'll be the gemar, even if it's 90% done by Lasid Lover by Mashiach, but the sheirish is the person's sheirish that he sunk to himself, and it's one hemshich to that gemar of Lasid Lover. Feilach Chanukah.